Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
MRN Crew Call is brought to you by Hercules Tires.
Hello again, this is Steve Post from Motor Racing Network, welcoming you into another edition of Crew Call. We are so glad that you have joined us. And this is a program where we share the vast interest within the sport of NASCAR. And one of the really fun and neat organizations we have in the sport is the NASCAR Foundation. So in just a little bit, Nicole Kreger, the executive director of the NASCAR Foundation, is going to join us. But you're going to want to follow along with this because one of the things they're offering is a new car. Yeah. We're going to tell you how you could potentially win a 2020 Toyota. How about that? Oh my gosh, it is going to be great. So stay with us. Nicole Kreger from the NASCAR Foundation. She joins us on Crew Call next.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, it did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Welcome back. It is Crew Call here on Motor Racing Network. So glad you joined us, and so glad Nicole Kreger joins us, the executive director of the NASCAR Foundation. Hello, Nicole. Welcome into Crew Call.
Hi, Steve. It's good to see you.
It's so strange because we see each other for years and years at the racetrack, yes. And then we go on lockdown, and we're stuck with this Zoom. But yes, it is great to see you. And how are you surviving COVID-19 and this year we're just now calling 2020?
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. We're all good at the foundation. We're all still at it, every day trying to help kids, but just maybe in a little bit different way than we normally would.
No doubt. Different way. Boy, I'm telling you what, if there's a slogan for 2020, I think different way would be that slogan. And you're right, and we have all adapted. We've adapted the way Motor Racing Network is covering races and the NASCAR Foundation and with COVID-19 and your response to that. How have you adapted? How have you pivoted to now be reacting and involved with some of the efforts for the COVID-19 relief?
Well, sure. You know, the NASCAR Foundation, we're all about kids, but it also means being about families and their well-being and how they're doing. We've had a great outpouring of support from our fans. I didn't expect anything less. In particular, we got a call. Actually, I got a request to have a Zoom meeting, go figure, with Joey Logano and his foundation. And he said, we jump on a Zoom call. I've got an idea. And so he said, hey, I want to do this at our tracks when we start racing in Darlington with the NASCAR Foundation. Come on board with us. And, you know, didn't really even have to think twice about it. Said, yep, we're all in. Joey said, let's try to give back in the race communities where we normally, you know, we bring so much economic impact, and without our fans, we can't really do that so much. So we came together and we put together really a convoy. How great is that? Convoy of Hope, which was another organization along with Joey's foundation and us and Elevation Outreach, came together to provide some supplies and feed families and provide hygiene and medical supplies to our local communities. So we've done that a number of times here recently at our races.
Nicole, one of the things, and I've done some work. There's the Pit Stops for Hope guys that do stuff up at Richard Childress Racing. Yep. And it boggles my mind. When it comes to children and families and the needs they have and the fact that school closes down and that puts them at risk. Can you kind of just kind of state some of what that need is and how you guys have jumped in during this time?
Yeah, I mean, you don't realize the impact. You see it. You know COVID's out there. You know it's bad. It's affected us in so many ways. But things you don't think about, like our kids that get two meals a day at school, are not in school. And so they don't have that anymore. You know, we did some work in Richmond with our track there, and we partnered with Blessings in a Backpack. And we made a donation, and they have kids, their parents come and get food still there in the area. We were able to send home, we do a really cool fit kit, you know, because we want kids to be out. You'll appreciate this with all your running and your 5Ks. And we send home, not only are we feeding them, but we send them home with a fit kit, and they get a pedometer. They get a jump rope, they get a frisbee, they get a die cast, all these goodies. They get an activity book, and we ask them to track their steps with us. So I know a lot of parents reached out and said, I'm going crazy with my kids at home, you know, say, oh, well, let's give them a fit kit. So then they can hopefully go outside and play. And those are just, you know, kind of unintended consequences of kids not being in school.
Yeah. It is. It just boggles. That is something when they were sharing that with me, and then locally I see that and I hear that. That's just something that I don't even comprehend. And as we go through our lives, I look at my pantry and we're good and everything else. Yeah. And it's just an amazing need out there. You mentioned, Nicole, that this kind of started at Darlington with Joey Logano, and Joey just does so much amazing work. Whether it's big picture, big projects like this, or individual one-on-one, you see him with a special needs kid walking around the racetrack and everything, and talk a little bit to that and partnering with Joey and really a lot of the other drivers and a lot of the other foundations in the NASCAR community as well.
Yeah, I say this a lot. And not to just brag or be proud of what we do at the NASCAR Foundation, but people have no idea what our teams and our crews and our drivers do. I mean, almost every day I feel like someone's doing something for someone else, for our NASCAR family. And Joey's right up there at the top of the list of someone who always will raise his hand and help. You know, we did a little bit with the iRacing when we first came back, and proceeds from donations came in and went to help with COVID relief efforts. Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin, first ones to raise their hands and say, we're on board, count us in. And so it really, really makes me happy to know that about, you know, not only our fans who always do stuff, but our drivers as well. We've got some of the drivers right now working on some content for us, for the kiddos, you know, since they can't come and be with us at the track and be a part of what we normally would do there, the drivers are doing some videos that we're going to get out to the kids and, you know, try to do things a new way, to help.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's amazing. And our community is so, so blessed with great fans, as you mentioned, but great drivers and great individuals at these teams that have such a heart for other people and people in our community. So it is really neat. Nicole,
now,
I live in Concord. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You've been back to the track, right?
You've
been inside the track. So a funny story about Darlington, we drove, myself and my coworker Jennifer drove to Darlington to do the distribution with Convoy of Hope. And we got there and it was during the race. We were packing all these grocery sacks. So we had to pack for like 700-800 families. We had to fill all the grocery sacks up, but we weren't allowed into the track.
Yeah.
So we had to be outside because the rules were so strict. And so Jen had rigged up her iPad so that we could have the race, and we could hear it, but we couldn't be there. It was the weirdest thing. And so we would hear it, and then all of a sudden it would go silent. And some of the other volunteers that were not, you know, accustomed to that were like, what's the matter? And we were like, caution's out. And we'd run over to the iPad and we'd go to see who it was and what happened. And so that was our experience of the first race back in Darlington.
Wow, it's fascinating. Perspective is so amazing. And we've lived so long with one perspective inside the racetrack, full grandstands. One of my perspective moments came just 2 weeks ago, or last week, I guess it was, at Pocono. Pocono, you come into Pocono, and it's see, like a lot of the racetracks, like Talladega, like you get within 5 miles of the track and you start to see camping. Okay.
Yeah.
Pocono, you see nothing. And then you come into the infield and it's just massive. And we came over the track and we pulled over, you know, pulled over the track between turns two and three. And it's a big grassy field. And it's right. just like perspective is so amazing. And hearing your perspective from Darlington outside of the racetrack is so neat. That is for sure. Nicole Kreger is joining us. She's the executive director of the NASCAR Foundation. Nicole, I'm very fortunate that I live here in Concord, North Carolina. And we have the Jeff Gordon Hospital, the Jeff Gordon mm-hmm. Foundation Hospital here in Concord. And I shared with Jeff when he opened that I appreciate you opening this. I hope I never use it. And I've been blessed with my daughters. They're now late teens and college age. And so we've kind of cleared that hurdle. But I set all of that up to say we're fortunate in our area. But in your area and down in the Homestead area, there's the pediatric wings of the hospital. How are things going there? And what's going on the pediatric side of this?
Yeah, we do. We have a unit here in Daytona, one down in Homestead. A lot of people don't know this, but Mrs. France, who started the foundation, started pediatrics before we were even a foundation. And so, you know, that was always a huge passion of hers and where her heart was. And so we really work hard to try to keep that alive, keep her legacy alive. We've expanded. We've started the Pediatrics Children's Fund, which is kind of an umbrella for all the work that we do in healthcare and helping kids. Normally, I say that a lot, we'd have 8 festivals throughout the year where we would have a Pediatrics Fun Day festival and kids and our drivers would come out on the track property and we teach them about being healthy and eating right and exercising. And so we're doing it. We're still doing that. We've got one in July at the end of the month, actually in Chicagoland, but it can't be at the track. So it's on the property. We're partnering with the YMCA. So it'll be at the YMCA there. And so we'll still do it. It's just a little different. You know, they'll learn about NASCAR and they'll learn about how our drivers are so active and healthy and what they do and how they eat right and exercise. And we'll try to do a little bit of that just in a new way.
Yeah, a new way. There we go. We use that phrase again. That is for sure. And finally, Nicole, I saw something about you guys are giving away a car.
What would NASCAR be without a car, right?
Yeah.
So one of our board members came to us and said, I have an idea of something that I want to do, and let's celebrate the fact that Toyota was our winning manufacturer this past year. And so we created what we're calling the Toyota, it's called the NASCAR Championship vehicle, and it's a 2020 Toyota Camry, which has been tricked out in a really classy, subtle way. And you can get a ticket to enter. You know, you just go to nascarfoundation.org/car giveaway. It's $25 to enter. And so, of course, you know, we're trying to raise money to help kids. And then if a fan can win this car, I mean, that's pretty cool, too. And we will give the car away at the end of August.
Nice. $25 for a brand new Toyota. That's a pretty good deal.
I think so.
I don't think the buy here, pay here guys and all of those guys advertising on the radio and on TV can even offer that one. So that is pretty good. And again, for all of this, for all of the projects you get involved, Nicole, as we wrap this up, where can people go to find all of this information? Where is the best spot for people to find information and to get involved if they so choose to?
Yeah, I mean, really, our website has everything that we're doing, any events we're doing, things like the car giveaway, NASCARFoundation.org, all of that is there. And we'd love for them to come and check us out and see what we're doing. There's always something going on.
Just like NASCAR, always something going on. That is for sure. Nicole, we wish you the best. Great seeing you as we do now virtual everything. And
yes.
We wish you the best, but we appreciate the time and sharing your passion of the NASCAR Foundation with us here on Crew Call.
Thanks, Steve. So great to spend some time with you today.
There we go. Nicole Kreger, the executive director of the NASCAR Foundation here on Crew Call. Stay with us. More in just a moment.
Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Great to catch up with Nicole Kreger, the executive director of the NASCAR Foundation, this week on Crew Call. And it's great to catch up with you. I am loving what we are doing because who doesn't love a tailgate? And we want you to share with us your hashtag NASCAR tailgate. So much, I love it so much so. You know what I'm thinking about doing this weekend? Saturday afternoon, I'm thinking about going to the birthplace of NASCAR, Hickory Motor Speedway, and do my own tailgate. And when I do it, I'm going to put it on Twitter, and I'm going to use the hashtag NASCAR tailgate, and I want to see your tailgates. In fact, we all want to see your tailgates as we roll through the summertime here of 2020. So share them with us on our Twitter at MRN Radio. And who knows, maybe we'll share some of those with the entire MRN world, if you will, on future programs like this and some of our other programs. Again, that hashtag is NASCAR Tailgate, and make sure you use at MRN Radio. I'm Steve Post from the Motor Racing Network. Thanks for joining us this week on Crew Call.
MRN Crew Call was brought to you by Hercules Tires.